The new fitness park has already opened, but on Thursday, a special opening event will be held. Park City Recreation Supervisor Karen Yoakum describes the new fitness park.
It's an opportunity for people to get their full body workout outside, which has been noted as being really positive and also a high incentive for people who don't normally work out to get them started because it's not intimidating. There's not very many, you know, people standing around watching or trying to get on your piece of equipment.
Yoakum says it's based on functional fitness to prepare bodies for everyday tasks. A demonstration will be held on Thursday by MoveStrong, the company that installed the equipment, followed by a free class.
There's monkey bars that we all used as kids and that you can swing across. There are other bars that have different levels or different handle shapes that you can do pull-ups or dips. There's different level bars that you can do push-ups at an angle from the ground or reverse so that your feet are higher and your arms are lower. There's balance beams. There are rings. There's a high set of rings and a low set of rings, which incorporates balance when you're, you know, either hanging from them and bringing your knees up or your legs out straight like a gymnast. All kinds of things like that.
The demonstration will be held at 5 p.m. The new fitness park is at Quinn's Junction along the curve on the way to the ice rink.
You go around the first two fields and it's right above. You can actually, you could work out and watch what's happening on the Sportex field from there.
The fitness center was designed for adults, although kids can use it if they're tall enough.
Some of it is fairly high. I have seen kids on there, and I do caution them, you know, that it was made for adults and to be very careful. Sometimes I'll see parents actually doing some workout things and the kids are hanging on the bars that they can reach.
There are classes offered at the new fitness park.
We currently have classes out there. So on Monday and Wednesday, there's a boot camp style class that actually uses the equipment. And then she has additional equipment to add to that. So we have a rope and we have some med balls. There are two frames that look almost like basketball backboards that you can do a weighted med ball toss to different heights. And then there are lots of places to attach different items like stretch bands and things like that.
That's Karen Yoakum of the Park City Recreation Department. Again, the demonstration will take place at the new fitness park at 5 p.m. on Thursday, followed by the free class. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.